Interfering with legally mandated programming direct from an unmarked hangar in Little St. James airspace. Tonight, the foundations that disguised Epstein's fortune, the surveillance architecture hidden in his homes, and a never-aired pilot for Extreme Makeover, Flight Log Edition. Please welcome the man who once filed a FOIA request on Epstein, written entirely in Pig Latin, Sam Hyde.
You're watching The Sam Hyde Show. Filmed in front of a fashy goy studio audience and a based network. What are we gonna do now?
Are we just gonna sit here and take it?
It's a serious question. It's not rhetorical. What do you guys want to do about this?
Do you know what this is, Rivera?
I believe so, sir.
Do you know what this is, Valentine?
No.
Phase 3. The Epstein Files Phase 3 is here. Declassified. Mm-hmm. By order of Attorney General Pamela Bondi. That's the joke in and of itself. You remember Pam Anderson? You remember Barbed Wire? Remember that movie coming out?
It sounds like her name is Pamela Barbed Wire.
It sounds like her name is Pamela Blowjob. Pamela Bondi. What's she gonna do? Give a blowjob? Attorney General! Oh, yes, sir! I'm gonna march in the war for Pamela Bondi! And FBI Director Cash Patel.
How did it get this bad? How did it get this bad? Cash Patel. Based Cash Patel? The guy can't even make eye contact.
He can't not make eye contact.
The most transparent administration in history. The 45th and 47th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. What happens if you add 45 and 47? You get 9/11, okay? Proof's in the pudding. Oh, whoops. Oops. Oops. It's a coloring book. It's got games in it. Whoops. Ah, shit. Ah, there's the Epstein Files Phase 1. You flip it around, it becomes Phase 1. Shit. And it's not even made in America. The binder's made in Vietnam. Guys, how do I look? This is a proud moment for me. Careful with that.
That's a really important page. It's kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure book. A woman and an Indian sounds like the beginning of a joke. But unfortunately, that's our administration.
We're the beginning of the next Spider-Man movie. Cash Patel as Spider-Man. You look good with that, Valentine.
Thank you.
They should have had Valentine out there for Phase 1. Well, thankfully, he's here for Phase 3. Now, here's the thing, guys. Phase 3, nobody else gets Phase 3. We get this. Only those suckers, those chumps that got Phase 1, they didn't even get Phase 2, skipped right over it. I got Phase 3, including that bitch, Libs of TikTok.
Nasty woman.
Is she?
I was trying to back you up.
Is she good?
She seems fine.
I don't know anything about Libs of TikTok. Listen, I fucked Libs of TikTok. I did. I fucked Libs of TikTok. This is real.
Recently?
Yeah, no, not recently. This is actually real, though.
Oh, okay.
About 8 months ago, I fucked Libs of TikTok. I'm not lying, either. That's the crazy part.
Of course, we want to ask where.
In D.C., when we were on tour for stand-up.
She went to the show, I'm guessing.
No.
Did she tell you afterwards or before?
I'm being serious. She hit me up on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
But pull up a picture of Libs of TikTok. And don't show me drinking on camera. Ah, there she is. Make this flattering for Libs of TikTok. Don't leave in anything where I'm clowning. I don't want to be clowning on Libs of TikTok. But hey, frankly, I wouldn't touch her with Epstein's penis. But I did touch her with mine. I wouldn't wish that on Epstein or her. Okay, it's just not a good couple. The chemistry's not there. All right? I know what she likes. In the sack.
You also know what Epstein likes, and it's not that.
When I'm training for the Reddit Air Guitar Championships, I have to fuel like a winner. That's why I use this product. When it comes to supplements, minerals is the opposite of Chinese snake oil that shrink your balls. I see they've studied the 4chan
Codex of Memes for their ad copy. I see they've studied Sir Upvotington's Clickery of Memes. Minerals is rocket fuel for masculinity. It's 100 trace minerals with over 1,000 proven benefits sourced from rich American soil. They dig this out of the ground like hungry dogs. And it's for real men with balls. Not the men that need the gender-neutral bathroom in a... What the f- in a San Francisco AIDS clinic?
It says that?
Yeah, it does. Who, for, no, but that's actually what it says. Do these are these the people that make the stiff lip sups? Is it like the same guy? Oh, tough workout. But not as tough as what these guys are selling you. Men are tired of all the fake, woke, soy garbage on the supplement shelf. It's time for one comprehensive supplement that is fully transparent on science and sourcing, that is also truly America first and pro-masculinity. Check this out. It's the Bitch Beater 9000. Now this is a good product, but this is unfortunately not the sponsor of the show today. There is also poop in Shilajit. Yes, seriously, some brands have tested positive for literal fecal matter in Shilajit and other herbal supplements that come from China. Minerals shits on Shilajit. To see the full list of benefits, go to minerals.com and use code SAM for 10% off your first order. Should I do this? Should I reread it seriously? How could I? If you're looking to simplify your health routine and save money while feeling better, supporting American values, try Minerals 100% risk-free for 90 days. Go to minerals.com and use code SAM for 10% off and see why over 80% of Minerals customers keep on and buy.
Who is Jeffrey Epstein? Why do I keep hearing this man's name? Why isn't this going away? Is it a Democrat hoax at this point? Why isn't it going away? We're being told to ignore it now. It's sticky, though. This is back in 2019. Did he die in 2019?
Yeah.
That is almost a decade ago, 2019. In today's terminology, that's almost a decade. That's an age ago. It feels like yesterday that we made the R.I.P. Epstein shirts. Should we talk about it from the beginning?
I think so.
We met him?
I have never met him.
From when I met him?
You met him?
Yeah.
Physically?
I had to step in and protect libs of TikTok.
Was this in D.C.?
He is in D.C., yeah. Wow. And this was in 2022, so he is still alive. But I said, excuse me, ma'am, is this guy bothering you?
You white knighted for libs of TikTok?
No, I white knighted for him. I said, excuse me, sir, is this lady bothering you? Excuse me, sir, is this ugly old lady bothering you? Excuse me, Mr. Epstein, is this ugly old broad bothering you right here? I'll go fuck her and take it off your plate here, sir. The Epstein thing's not going anywhere. If the game is to ensnare every world leader and significant person in sexual child blackmail video ring, if that's what they did, which of course, why wouldn't you do that? If you're a Jew, and this is not to get anti-Semitic, okay, but imagine for a second that you're a Jew. Why wouldn't you do this? Listen, anytime you're trying to sell this to somebody that thinks it sounds implausible, just say, imagine you're a Jew. Why wouldn't you do this? It just comes naturally to you.
Yeah, I suppose I wouldn't have any strong allegiance to any other like country.
Who's the guy, Kissinger? Is it Realpolitik or is it Realpolitik?
I thought it was Realpolitik, yeah.
That's the guy to study, right? It's Zbigniew Brzezinski and Kissinger, if you want to know how this shit actually goes down. This is like Jay Dyer territory right here, if you want the real knowledge. But I'm not studied on this stuff. But if you're amoral and you are practicing asymmetrical warfare and you have parasitic relationships with every other group on the planet, why wouldn't you ensnare their leaders in a sexual blackmail ring? It makes total sense to me that they did this. Oh, and then part two is, how would you ever unravel this? And what I think might end up happening, if I had to just take a wild shot in the dark guess, they've probably trimmed down the Epstein files to basically nothing. And if they ever do come out, they'll come out because they implicate Trump. And this is not a 4D chess QAnon type thing. He's going to get burned for this, and nobody else is going to get burned. That's my hunch. That's too 4D chess QAnon-y to say. But it's just a guess, okay? So don't kick my ass for taking a shot in the dark guess, guys. It's just a guess. When stuff like this happens nowadays, in today's years, you think,
that it's just going to go away and that it doesn't have staying power because they're so good at sort of diverting and getting you onto the next thing. Trump is doing on Twitter now. What's he doing to divert and get to the next thing? They did the AI arrest of Obama.
That, and then somebody said aliens is coming out soon.
We got aliens. We're going to arrest Obama. Mm-hmm. People are staying on the Epstein thing tenaciously.
Yeah.
They're not letting it go, which is that's the part that is surprising to me, is that finally something that has some seems like it has some traction here is sticking. There's some stickiness to it. And this issue or this item is pretty central to everything that this has all been about since 2015, which is the swamp, the deep state, the fact that there's this sense, even among people that don't know any of the particulars about what's going on, this sense that we're not ruled by the people that we elect to rule us. It's kind of like a nexus point for everybody, dumb people, smart people, right wing. There's like eyeballs on this from everywhere. And I don't see a way they can make it go away.
It looks like it just got worse because now it is left wing. Before it was just right wing, essentially.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, the ball has been fumbled to such a degree where it's like unilaterally an issue.
Ghislaine Maxwell, I would guess that she'll testify. She's probably a more hardcore spy who sticks to her principles, resolutions. I would guess that she's going to stick to her guns as much as anybody that's been through SEER training. Her dad was an Israeli spy who was thrown off a boat in the line of duty. And the line of duty is scheming, manipulating, stealing, fucking up everybody and everything possible, getting them stuck in this web on behalf of Mossad. Is that what happened? Is that my guess? I don't even know if that's what happened. Fact check it. She was groomed, trained from a young age to be a super spy, and she watched daddy die in the line of duty. And she's ice cold on the phone on these interviews. She's doing just fine. She probably had her testimony planned well in advance. She says, I'm more than willing to come forward and provide information. She said some shit like that, right?
Yep.
Of course she is, because this was planned when she was fucking 15, probably. When Robert Maxwell was training her, one day when you're captured by the Americans, here's what you do. Whatever she says in front of whatever grand jury or in front of whoever, whatever Attorney General Pamela Bimbo, what's her deal? She's got tits?
I believe she does have two tits.
What does she have, two big floppy bags of milk on her chest that makes her a fucking, you look at her and go, oh, that's my trad wife, make her Attorney General. You fucking idiots. So anyway, whatever Ghislaine Maxwell says to Pam Bondi or whoever interrogates her is a script that was rehearsed well before any of this shit went down. These are spies like from the movies. Epstein is literally an international man of mystery.
There's almost nobody more mysterious.
There is nobody more mysterious or international.
Yeah.
These are super spies, like from the movies. In your head, that's how you can understand what these people are like. They're spies like from the movies. And they're also like amoral demons. Robert Maxwell, the father of Ghislaine, also ran. Can you imagine you're a politician? You're in a nice suit. You have an American flag pin. You know, everything's pretty serious. Your life is pretty serious at that point, I would imagine. And you just get some guy like, is just like, hey, man, got kids you can. Ah! And you're just like this. You're like, what? Prince Andrew? Hey, who are you, sir? You what? Meet me at the Buckingham Palace. Make sure there's 700 cameras. You would instantly notice one camera, by the way.
At least one.
You ever see like a black circle? And you're like, oh. Like when, you know, the hand job parlor, there's a hole cut in the ceiling. What do you think's in there? Cookies, yeah. Yeah, I bet there's cookies in there. Every time I'm laying down trying to relax for my hand job, I look at the lady's face. She's looking back at me. I look up at the hole cut in the ceiling. And I'm just like, hee hoo, elegant bitch. You would notice a black hole, like, to make a security camera, you'd notice that instantly. if there's 30 of them.
But could you find 700?
How fucking stupid are these politicians that you don't notice, like, little holes in corners and shit everywhere?
That's kind of painting a picture where it's like it started out as one, yeah, and they noticed it, and it's like, we need another camera. I mean, he figured it out. And you have just like 699 backups. They'll never find this one.
Robert Maxwell, the father of Guy Lane, also ran compromise operations and likely taught these skills to his daughter, who recruited Jeff for similar work. Robert was a war hero and intelligence operative who was the basis for the villain in the 1997 Bond film Tomorrow Never Dies.
Excuse me, Mr. Bond. I got some gifts here.
Is this where they revealed the BMW R1200C?
I think that's a very obsessed with cars take.
News.
He's talking to
but
the heads
Pakistan,
of the
war. Riots in Paris.
Pause, please. Hit escape.
Okay.
Type BMW R1200C. Oh, my goodness, man. Nobody cares about this, and you don't need to know about it, but back in the day, this design was a stormer of a design. It's time, once again, for my little autistic faggot playtime. The segment of the show where we talk about the one thing that matters, my one true escape. So we're going to talk about the BMW R1200C. Can you type in who designed the BMW R1200C? What a legacy to leave the world with Cimolini. What else did Luca Cimolini design? Probably a lot of good shit. It doesn't matter.
Commando store.
It's a military surplus store, but they've got sort of a twist on it. You can buy this Russian thing, right? If you wear this, well, I would never wear something that's fully polyester. And they have this made in Uzbekistan. Do cool people wear this stuff?
Yes.
This is
you holding him is an endorsement enough.
How much did they pay? We can just refund them.
Good.
Done, but I just sold them.
Oh, good.
Commando store.
What were you saying?
Well, you said you had to refund them and not do the ads.
Are you kidding me?
They're a great sponsor.
These guys are huge. How much did they pay?
A good amount. It's serious numbers.
CommandoStore.com/Sam Hyde. This is where I do the majority of my shopping for clothes. I'm starting this outfit right here. Today, I just have this on. You get this thing. Pretty cool. You'll be doing a Slavic squat. And my favorite, I actually came up with this line. Please be patient with me, I have autism. Now, Chris, you're making a grimace. You're cringing and grimacing. Like, you don't think this is cool? I only want to tell you this, because you're a special little dude. You are encouraged to sign up for Commando Pro, Commando Store's mailing list with some perks. It's free, and it always will be. Additional 1% on all orders, free shipping deals, and more. Pretty cool. If I got this in the mail, I'd be psyched. Guys, CommandoStore.com/Sam Hyde. Check it out.
Okay, back to Epstein. So anyway, who is this guy? You were telling me about him earlier, Jeffrey Epstein.
I'd
never heard his name. I don't know who he was.
I know he's a financier.
I have a financier?
Financier? You met him.
That sounds like a retarded New Orleans accent.
That's a financier.
Financier. We're going to have a financier down there in the bayou. We got crackling shrimp.
Put a little shrimp on a hoagie.
Yeah.
And call it lunch.
That's good.
Thank you.
Well, you can have pizza with an egg on it, too.
No.
Well, you can at Common Pizza. Jeffrey Edward Epstein. Or G, J-E-E. If his last name started with a W, it would be Jew. And that would be kind of better. He was born January 20th, so Hitler's birthday, 1953. So he's an unk.
And he's
born in New York City.
It's an unk. Jeffrey Epstein's my unk.
Height, some say 5'10", others say 6 feet. I would say 6 inches. Is that what you wrote?
Is that what that? So
he's this tall.
That's a mini mysterious guy.
Jeffrey Epstein is 6 inches tall. This is what you guys don't know. Penis shape, egg.
How is it prepared, though?
Epstein, Jeffrey J, or J-E-E, not J-E-W, comes out of the milieu of early 1970s NYU, studying mathematics, but oddly never graduated. Some say he studied mathematics with a concentration on low numbers. So he fell in love with math, but he didn't like the higher numbers. In fact, it made him very angry to see numbers over about 14. It just made him enraged to see those higher numbers. He was very good at the low-level math. He loved mathematics. He did it for the love of the game. He couldn't count past 12, oddly enough. 9 plus 11, he could never add those together. That forms his least favorite number. But he does know 9-11, okay? I bet you that's true. What a beautiful apartment he had. He claims to have played the piano during his early period as a young man for the Queen of England. His backstory from his mouth, if you asked him what his background is, he was tickling the ivories for the old Queen of England. That's what gave him access to UK elites and royals. He was so good on the piano. They just said, Jeffrey, you gotta play that tune one more time. He was that good. You should have heard that boy play the piano. He was that good. The whole Queen of England said, I want to hear him play again. Played for the Queen of England, which gave him access to many UK elites and royals, including Prince Andrew. It was during this period that he memorized his times tables and learned the magical rabbinic art of number sorcery to cast spells on the bovine masses. This is Kabbalah number magic. I curse you with 9. I cast 9. Did you feel anything? I just got you fired from your job. Though Jeff had no degree, keep this in mind, he has no degree. Famed OSS, which is the predecessor to the CIA, operative Donald Barr, who was the headmaster of the elite Dalton School, hired Jeff to teach math and physics, remember, without a degree. Soon after leaving Dalton School, Barr Sr. just happened to write a fictional sci-fi story called Space Relations. Now, we printed this out, and I looked at one page, and it's so messed up. It's really bad. It is scary, I'll say that. Which happened to be a story about elite power, drugs, and sex slavery in space. And I thought maybe it's like Emmanuel in Space. Do you remember Emmanuel in Space?
Unfortunately, I do remember, yeah.
This is for unks. If you were a kid in the 90s, you watched on Cinemax late at night, you could see that flickering.
Yeah, I had, it was
if you didn't pay, if your parents didn't pay for it. And there was a porn, I think they showed breasts on it, called Emmanuel in Space. Emmanuel is a girl's name, okay? It wasn't Emmanuel.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
But this guy, Donald Barr wrote Space Relations. Do we have a ChatGPT summary of this? If you want a copy, it's right there with How to Bomb. It's, I think, well, was it 3,500?
Yeah, there's one that looks like for 400, but hardcover 3,500.
Hardcover 3,500. Oh my God, man. Space Relations by Donald Barr, headmaster of the elite Dalton School, a slightly gothic interplanetary tale. And it's just like a strange sci-fi torture porn. Ambassador John Craig, a formerly liberal Earthman, is dispatched to the planet Kassar. Kassar is a place of exile for political extremists and is ruled by an oligarchical high council of 7 nobles, each in charge of their own domain, and resort to kidnapping humans to become illegal playthings to the galaxy's super rich. Ooh, salacious and spicy. After taking control of the ship, Craig is awakened by the pirates so that he may watch them deflower a red-headed 15-year-old virgin. Craig then spent 2 years a slave of the ravishing and hypersexual Lady Morgan Sidney, the only female member of the oligarchical High Council. raping humans under their dominion, including a teenage slave at a clinic for breeding slaves. Anywho, Jeffrey left the Dalton School in 1976 for Wall Street and Bear Stearns, where he was involved in a massive financial scandal known as the 1988 Towers Financial Corp. Ponzi Schemes. That sounds like something out of an 80s action movie. You do not want to be involved in the Towers Financial Corp. Ponzi Schemes. You'll likely get shot and thrown out of a skyscraper top floor there. Jeff's partner, Stephen Hoffenberg, ended up convicted, but Jeff's magical Kabbalah math sorcery somehow got him off scot-free. Just giving the evil eye to the judge. 2.5! That's my impression of a rabbi. It's during this period that he meets Robert Maxwell, the famous Cold War super spy and media mogul who worked as a corporate takeover vulture for Rothschild Inc. He also developed ties to infamous arms trafficker Adnan Khashoggi, whose yacht was famously outfitted with video camera surveillance and underage prostitution parties.
You know, Maxwell was keen to let everyone know he was a decorated war hero. But his life in post-war Berlin is where things got very shady. He goes across the Russian and establishes good connections. He becomes a KGB agent.
In fact, the Sultan of Brunei became Epstein's landlord during this period, and he also obtained multiple passports, Epstein did, including Israel and Austria. Pop quiz for our astute viewers out there. What do Israel and Austria have in common? You have 30 seconds to reply to your screen. What do Israel and Austria share in common? What's the connection? What's the connection there? 5! What's happening with Israel and Austria? 8! This is why George Acosta and former Mossad Ari Ben Menashe have said on record that Epstein was intelligence. This is also the period where he meets Jewish mogul Leslie Wexner of the Mega Group, and Jeff becomes his financial advisor, as well as developing big real estate connections in the Democratic Party. At this time, he also rents a building owned by the State Department. Side note, Les Wexner actually claims to be possessed by a Dybbuk, which is a Jewish demon. And this is not a joke, and we're going to fact check that on screen as well right here. We're going to run that information down here at the bottom. Hit the notification bell, guys. The New York properties were purchased by Wexner and fitted with cameras everywhere. One of the early journalists who broke the Epstein story, Nick Bryant, notes it's the exact same compromise model used in the infamous Franklin cover-up, which also utilized underage kids and elite party houses outfitted with surveillance cameras.
I think it was 700 cameras in a 20,000 square foot apartment.
You need total coverage.
Toilet cam.
Fish tank is a huge pain in the ass. With like 20 cameras, it's like next to impossible. How'd they even do it? Who was their logistics, their streaming service?
That's a lot of maintenance.
All in one toilet.
To get the Matrix shot of the pussy.
Matrix shot.
Now, the Franklin cover-up here, a late 80s conspiracy theory from Omaha, Nebraska, erupted when the Franklin Community Federal Credit Union, run by Larry King, not the TV host, the other Larry King, the one that we know, the financier?
He's not a financier. I believe he's a host.
A TV host? That's not the one that we're talking about here. We're talking about the financier? The Franklin Community Federal Credit Union was raided in 1988 for embezzling $40 million. How do you embezzle $40 million? What does that mean?
Theft of assets from one person or entity by another to whom the assets were entrusted.
Oh, it's when you steal from your trustee?
Person in a trust relationship who holds the title to property for the benefit of another.
Oh, it's the trustee is the person that holds it. So the trustee is the one who could do the embezzling. What's the technical relationship with a person on the sour end of the relationship in an embezzlement scenario? In legal terms, a trustee has a fiduciary duty to act in the... You got to zoom in. Just zoom in so I can read it. Now we've totally f***ed the video.
What do you mean? That's
great. We know nothing.
Rated in 1988 for the embezzlement of $40 million, U.S. dollars, which back then was a lot of dough. Allegations soon claimed King and elites ran a child sex trafficking ring, flying foster kids nationwide for abuse by politicians and businessmen, with rumors of drugs, satanic rituals, and murders. A Nebraska committee led by Senator Lauren Schmidt investigated but faced resistance from law enforcement, the FBI, and media. This is a ChatGPT paragraph, and you only get a little bit of truth here, and the little bit of truth is the word faced resistance. So if a person investigating this faced resistance from law enforcement, the FBI, and media, that means that it happened. That's more credible than anything salacious or descriptive when the computer is telling you that the investigators faced resistance from the FBI, law enforcement, and media. That means that it happened, just so you know. I'm starting to love the AI stuff. When you hear people talking about AI, every day a new video comes out and it's more and more doom. The computers are going to kill us. What that means, when you hear that, translate that in your head to, my stock price is going to go up, okay? If I'm trying to sell you something, the thing I have out back in my driveway is so dangerous that all of mankind is threatened by it. How much do you want to pay for it? That's the grift. The grift is the CEOs, they're talking about how dangerous their product is to bring eyes to their product, because that mimetically ingrains in people the idea that it's the future.
I still expect that there will be change required to the social contract, given how powerful we expect this technology to be. The whole structure of society itself will, you know, be up for some degree of debate and reconfiguration.
You buy Palantir because even though it's evil, Palantir's the future.
It's the most effective way for social change is humiliate your enemy and make them poor. And
you buy the AI stock, you invest in AI because even though it's crazy and anything might happen, it's the future. It's autocomplete. It's an approximation of everything that's ever been said online. That's why it sounds like a Reddit post. Yeah, what happens if I put butter in an electrical socket? Absolutely. That sounds like a great idea. Now, you might be asking, what happens if you put butter in an electrical socket? Well, a few things. Here's a handy bullet point. It sounds like Bill Nye subreddit. That's why, is because it's taking an average of everything and creating the average, which is, yes, you can put, of course you can put butter in an electrical socket. So I used Grok 4 Heavy. $300 a month.
It does sound scary. And it's like, what side of the gun do you... There's a big gun. Do you want to be part of the gun? Or do you want to be on the other side of the gun?
You can be part of the gun.
Yeah. If you got to buy in.
Investigator Gary Caradori. Good thing you hired a WAP Dago fucking Italian. Thank goodness we got Italy on the case here, guys. Maybe after his bowl of pasta bolognese, he'll get off his ass and do something. Hey, Mr. Commendatore, after I have me espresso and me pasta cheese, I'm gonna get the investigation done. Good, perfect investigation. After my siesta.
Whoa. It's a different race, Sam.
Nope, it's not.
Oh.
Same shit.
His file comes back, so what did you find? He's like, on record is, oh, it is a bad.
No, they open the file and it's just crumbs.
Pizza sauce recipe.
It's just biscotti crumbs. Oh, no. Investigator Gary Caradori died in a 1990 plane crash, sparking cover-up theories. So he was doing his job.
Oh.
Okay, so that's how you know it was a good guy,
yeah.
Is he died in a plane crash. Though official probes, including grand juries, labeled it a hoax and charged some accusers with perjury. They must have really wanted blood if they're charging people with perjury. Epstein was from then on intimately connected to the Clintons and the DNC, Jeff being a big Clinton donor. You know how Bill Clinton looks like he's in outer space? Bill Clinton went and got heart surgery, and after he got his quadruple bypass, he was effectively like a zombie guy. You know how he looks like a zombie? Mm. And that's called pump fog. When they fuck around with your heart, they put you on this mechanical pump, and I guess that when you legally are dead and God takes your soul and kills you and leaves you to walk around like a zombie, but it's when you're hooked up to a machine and you become a cyborg, God sees this happening. He says, oh, this person's a cyborg. I'll just suck the soul out of their body and leave them to walk around the earth like a golem. So that's why when you see Bill Clinton walking around, he's like, he doesn't even do that. It's not even that expressive. Who performed the surgery? And it's the esteemed Craig R. Smith. And so what happens is these guys, anytime a famous person goes to get surgery, this is one of these things where it sounds like a story about some specific thing, but you can take this and apply this framework of thought to many other things. So if you're a famous person, you're a rich person, you go, I want to go to the hospital and get operated on by the best. I want the best one. I'm going to go here and get the best one. The best one is some or some white guy or whatever. But the best one is like a guy that's just doing it, and he's in the game. He's like getting his hands dirty. He's doing 10 heart surgeries a day. People don't know his name yet. He's making a name for himself. They just know him as the guy, the crazy guy that's doing heart surgeries all day, this fucking guy. But the best one is the chair of the department, the esteemed Craig R. Smith, the chairman of the Department of Surgery at Columbia University, who hasn't done a heart surgery in probably 18 years. That's what happens, is you go there to get the good stuff, and the guy, the Mr. Big, he goes, hey, you know what? I think I got one more heart. You're telling me Bill Clinton's in my hospital here to get heart surgery? This is how one of the popes died, by the way. The chief of surgery at Chicago, whatever, he came out of retirement like MJ. You tell me the Pope's at my hospital? Oh, I gotta do this operation myself. I'm gonna get in there. I'm the best. And then they go down and they're like, oh, oops. Turns out this is kind of something you gotta be doing every day to keep up with it. Shit. This guy's heart's all over my hands. I can't remember what to do. I've been a hospital administrator for 10 years. Help me. You telling me you do surgery with robots now? Dad, I do it old school.
Give me a rubber band, a paper clip, and a cup of lemonade.
Yeah.
That's my special thing when I start going.
That's one reason why Bill Clinton looks like a space animal, is because he has pump fog.
And also, if you've that many kids and that many people, you're probably a ghost.
Oh, he looks so evil. Epstein was from then on intimately connected to the Clintons and former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, for example, met with Epstein dozens of times on record. Pretending to have an important conversation with a pimp?
Oh, you think I talked to him because of the pimp? No. He's actually a really interesting dude.
He's
a great pianist.
This is not a cynical or misanthropic thing, but most people don't have anything interesting to talk about.
Unless
what the fuck Epstein have talked about? Yeah, playing piano for the Queen of England?
That old gem.
Yeah. So you start talking about like any other topic. He's like, yeah, so what are you like 13-year-old ballerinas?
We were talking about food. The thing, he doesn't even like food. Like, he has an impassion for food. He's so kind of focused.
He doesn't have time to fuck with food. Well, he eats finger sandwiches, right?
That comes up later.
We'll get to that later. If you're a pedophile on the move, you need to be fueling yourself with finger sandwiches.
Yeah, which is the creepiest sounding thing.
The most convenient way to fuel. It's like his gamer fuel. The breakup of this massive network thus meant the exposure of massively powerful people in all sectors of society under likely sexual blackmail. That's how you know you can guarantee that nothing real is going to see the light of day from this, because it's literally the social cultural form of the Samson option, which is fuck with us and we'll destroy everything. There's no way to unravel it without implicating like everybody, not just politicians, as we know from the flight logs and black books, but the top tiers of Hollywood, finance, tech, and government. Epstein visited the White House
17 times.
Like the Batman movie where Batman's trying to prevent Gotham from finding out that Harvey Dent's like a piece of garbage. Like that's like, I never really had like, how does that apply to this world? I don't really, is that a thing? I guess somebody's hero, like, oh, you know, I love Evel Knievel or something. And it's like, oh, you don't want to know what he does. He'll ruin it for you or something. Like low-level shit like that. This is the closest as it feels to like, everybody that you know and like Jim Carrey or whatever, like, it's everybody, the whole world.
According to Whitney Webb, in her famous Epstein book, this whole operation was an industrial-scale international blackmail ring that utilized hundreds and perhaps thousands of girls for the servicing of the degenerate elite. Epstein even presented himself as a recruiter for many years for Victoria's Secret, the famed lingerie brand owned by Leslie Wexner. It's rumored that Victoria's Secret refers to something like nude pictures of Queen Victoria or some sort of evidence of her butt games.
So the name is a blackmail almost. Yeah. Holy moly.
Well, if you're doing this blackmail, you got to tease it a little in public.
Yeah.
You got to let them know.
Aww.
Because if you're too secretive, you're like, nobody cares.
Yeah.
The gayest thing I ever did, by the way, I went to school one day. Like, I guess I watched the vampire movie. And in my head, I was like, I'm a vampire. Let's see if anybody knows. And I would, like, leave little clues. Like, the sun would be like, ah.
You bite people?
It was the corniest shit I've ever done. And, yeah, I was trying to get. And you want people, basically, the moral there is you want people to find out your little, what's my secret?
How old were you?
17.
Yes. This happened last week. I think it was like 6th grade or something. Too old to do that.
So 17.
Let's cut this out, Lou Carini.
Pretty cool.
Whether the blackmail includes Trump is unknown. How could it not? Trump was like, this guy loves beautiful women, many of them young.
Yeah.
How could it? I don't see a way. It's crazy. But several possibilities exist, including the existence of blackmail on high-level financial players who may ensure Trump's golden age economic recovery fails. These individuals are far more powerful than puppet politicians. If Trump doesn't release the Epstein files, I think that means you have to assume the worst. I think if they release anything, it's not going to be substantive. It's going to be like the fucking phase three blackout, blank pages. Nothing's going to get released.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it will.
That is scary. Guys, we'll be right back to the Sam Hyde Show after this message from our criminal sponsors.
The Sam Hyde Show.
Want to find some secrets on a coworker stealing your lunch? Or a pesky neighbor with a ghetto loud spoiler or car? How about you, bitch? Or maybe you own a Fortune 500 company and need to influence a war. I ain't no bitch, and I know how to get money. Maybe you're a young entrepreneur and your rival manufacturing company CEO has a severe drug dependency, putting them in a vulnerable position. So send in the girls, because it's all on camera. Don't blame us when you find yourself in a compromised position. Call now, 1-800-ELITE-BLACKMAIL, and make your leverage global by joining our club today.